And if not, I'm going to be bitching at this podcast. Oh, you're recording already. Well, I'm hungry as hell. I'll be right back.
Go, go, go. Go eat. Hi, everyone. I'm Daniela Brown. I'm a BCBA. I've been working in the ABA field since 2013. I've been a BCBA since 2019, and I was a BCABA for 2 years before that, and an RBT for about a few months before that, because the credentialing became a thing in January, and I took my BCABA exam in May.
Lucky.
I don't know. I took an extra exam for nothing. Got to lose a client that I ended up losing anyways. $90 down the drain. You want to introduce yourself, or you want me to introduce them?
Yeah, I was going to say, and the giggling person, I'm probably going to laugh a lot throughout this this recording. I am Carolina Ugas. I prefer to be called Caro. I have been in RBT since January of 2020. Funny enough, this was not my field. This was not my choice as a career. I actually got my bachelor's in crime scene investigation. And as I was waiting for a job opportunity in that field is when I got into this field. So this field was supposed to be temporary until, you know, I met a client who just completely changed my life and made me want to go through the struggle of getting my hours to become a BCBA.
I never actually spoke with you about that, because I remember I met Caro because we had a case together. I was her supervisor. And I remember that you were like, I may have to take time off because what were you going to do? You were going to help with something related to your actual field. Oh, was okay. It a hurricane or something happened?
Yeah, so I was part of the FEMORS team. It's Florida Emergency Mortuary. I forgot the title of it. I haven't done it in years. But during that time, yeah, so anytime that there was a disaster that happened, they would ask people to go to help out. Like the last one I did was in regards to COVID. So I worked with the Broward office, and we pretty much input all this data of people that have unfortunately passed away from COVID, like their age, make sure that the tags were matching what was on the computer and things like that. So mostly administrative work. But I have seen a dead body before, and I have grabbed a spleen and a brain, surprisingly light.
Not for me. I'm good.
It was great. It's just when they decompose.
I have trouble cooking chicken because, so I'm okay with red meat, okay-ish with red meat. Like I'm more okay touching it than I am with chicken, because one of my dad's ex-wives once told me that chicken looked a lot like human flesh.
She ruined it for you.
She ruined it. So I'll cook chicken. Chicken breast is my least favorite to cook, but touching and manipulating the chicken gives me the ooh. So there's no way I'm touching a spleen.
But what if you put gloves on? Will that help or no?
Everybody says gloves, but my skin is so dumb that I'm sure if I wear gloves long enough, I'm going to end up with some sort of rash somewhere. And it's like, it's not that bad. Like what I usually do is I usually buy the chicken in big packs and divide it in smaller portions in the freezer and Ziplocs. So when it's time to season, so yeah, so literally I pinch grab and put them, wash my hands. And then when it's time to cook, I open the bag, right? I take the little bag, I defrost it all appropriately. Mm-hmm. And then in that little bag, I just pour everything, sip it, and seasoned. And then you just pour it out of the bag. You don't really have to touch it. And come on, touching chicken is dangerous. And then when it touches your surface, you're just contaminating everything with bacteria.
Clorox wipes.
That's fine, but why when I don't have to touch it? The way I do it works and I don't have to touch it.
I don't know, man. The way you're explaining it, it just sounds like so much work.
It's actually not. You don't. How do you do it? You take the chicken out, you put it in a container, you season it, and then you put it in the pot. So
Yeah,
now
but
you
I
have to
slapped
clean the
that bitch around
container.
my hands. In the meantime, I don't,
And now you gotta wash your hands.
which is fine.
No, my way is really, really efficient. I promise you, it works so well. You know, but the most efficient thing I have when it comes to cooking, my mother.
For me, it's my husband. He does
I
most of the cooking.
am.
Wait. Let me give myself some credit. I have been the past couple weekends been contributing, so I've made the lomo saltado for him, but I did it with my mom's recipe because that gringo ass recipe that I got from Tasty. Who the fuck just puts salt and pepper in lomo saltado?
No, you
No.
need comino. Comino. No
Well, I
comino,
put
no flavor.
cumin, I put onion powder, garlic powder, complete
Oh,
seasoning, and I forgot there was, I think there was one more.
no. All right. We went on a huge tangent, and that's probably going to happen a lot with us. But just kind of, Caro is studying, and she's helping me create some materials for a study app that I'm creating with another friend. And the way we saw it was like, hey, I need this material. You need to study. Study by creating the material. I give you feedback. And I think it's been working pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the thing is, like, we always go on these tangents and we talk about stuff and we find ourselves incredibly amusing. And I was like, Gato, we should totally do a podcast and talk a little bit ABA, a little bit life, because that's how it goes. We start on ABA, we go on a tangent, then somehow we relate that tangent back into ABA, and so on and so on.
And also, the way I learn is if you put an anecdote with whatever it is I'm learning, I get it just like that.
Yeah. So, Gato and I had some interesting things happen to us this week that surprisingly mirror each other. I had two kiddos. I lost two clients, and those I see each one for 5 hours each week, you know, between treatment planning, supervision, parent training. Each kiddo gives me 5 hours. So I was out 10 hours. And then one RBT that I absolutely adore. Had some personal issues and quit. Like, I literally texted, hey, I'll be joining via telehealth today, because I was also going through some stuff that I'm not ready to speak about. And don't ask Caro, because I'm not ready to speak about that. And
I don't even know, guys.
I was just like, I think, you know, the whole driving because they live far away and all of that, let me just get in telehealth because I cannot lose more hours. And she didn't answer my text. And I called her and she didn't answer. So then I texted the group chat and then she was called me frantic and quit. She quit. So session got canceled. And I had a few makeup hours with this kiddo. So I had planned on doing supervision 2 times this week. And that just is not happening.
But now, did she already quit, like before you texted and called her, or did she
No,
quit right after?
when she called me on the
Ah,
phone,
so
she
she
called me on the
hasn't quit
phone.
yet before you were
No,
texting and calling her.
it was during that phone call. Like, it was like, I got a cancel for today. And I'm like, okay, just like take a deep breath, relax. I know it's not nice to tell people to relax, but I was like, okay, you need to settle. Do you just need to start later? It sounds like something's going on. Do you want to just start later or you want to cancel? She's like, no, I need to quit. I quit. You know what? I quit. And she hung up the phone. And I was like, okay,
So
she
you didn't
quit.
even know why she quit.
I kind of do know, but again, it's personal issues, so I don't want to discuss them. But then I called the parent. Because I had to call the parent. The parent had noticed some things I had noticed, and I had to tell the parent, like, I didn't mention anything because I thought you were okay. But if you weren't okay, you should have told me because I've been noticing the same things you've been noticing. And it was okay when it wasn't affecting the case, but now it's affecting the case. so it's no longer okay. So then I called the office, and when I spoke with the admin person, they're like, I have 7 missed calls from them and a text message saying they need off the cases effective immediately. And they were like, this is not okay. Don't worry about it. We'll find a new RBT. So basically, I was out 16 hours this week.
Jesus.
Exactly. 16 hours. So I was like, guys, I need assessments. Do you guys have any assessments that need to be completed? Because this is very, very stressful. And then, potentially 12 hours short next week.
That is stressful.
I'm not salary, I'm hourly.
Oh, so. No. That's even worse.
It's been stressful. Now, I do have a couple of kiddos that went out on vacation the previous week, so I'm going to double up on them and make up some hours like that. But, yeah. It's like... You were telling me earlier when we were having our feedback session that you also lost your case. Well, not lost it, but
hopefully your case not lost it. But so what's happening with me is that, so I am authorized to see this client at the school setting, but now my original BCBA went on leave. And so I had someone else fill in for the, like other people fill in for the meantime to provide me my supervision. But now for summer school, in this school setting, you need to do new documentation with the BCBA who is in charge. But now the BCBA who was going to supervise me isn't authorized, which means that I cannot go into the school setting if I don't have a BCBA who is authorized by the school district. So the principal was nice enough to allow me to come to the summer school for this week. But now we just had a conversation and she said, listen, I haven't received any updates. So today has to be your last day. If the paperwork comes through today or tomorrow, then we will do a meeting on Monday or Tuesday. So that way we can get everybody authorized and I can continue going back to the school. Now, here's the kicker. Tuesday is the last day the principal is going to be there for a while. So... This is a make it or break it kind of situation, and we'll determine whether or not I will continue providing services. And I can't even provide services in the afternoon because unfortunately, caregiver isn't available. Caregiver's not home in the afternoon, so I can't provide session in the morning or even in the afternoon. So I'm essentially for now without a job. Yeah, without a job.
Unemployed.
So fun.
Just thinking about it gives me heartburn. Jesus, I could feel the acid in the back of my throat.
But ABA I am life. Essentially a positive person. So I am like, you know what? I feel the paperwork is going to go through. I'm hoping the paperwork is going to go through. And if it doesn't, well, shit happens for a reason, right?
But also, and this was really good news. And if you don't want me sharing any of this, just let me know and I can edit it out. But I've been pushing Caro to apply other places.
Yes.
I've been pushing a lot because she's been having a lot of issues with having supervisors and meeting her supervision hours, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I always recommend, and I know a lot of companies are going to hate me for this, don't just work with one company. Work with other companies so you see how things work at other companies, because your company is going to sell themselves as the best there is. Everybody else is committing fraud. Only we do good things. Only we have good programs for you to grow, right? And it's not the truth. And I know this because when I was a RBT, I was very, very much only my company does good things. Everybody else does it wrong until I had no choice but to find a job somewhere else. So I know this whole thing is happening, but you are starting with another company, no?
Yes. And all I'm going to say about it is always, always, always advocate for your needs. And this is something that I I especially struggled with, but thanks to Danny and my other friend Danny, they've both helped me to try to, you know, advocate for myself, and it's actually helped, especially when it comes to your pay. Advocate for what you deserve.
Fight for it, exactly. And it took me a while to learn that, because I was the, oh, we're gonna offer you 50-cent raise, and I was like, okay, thank you. And then I'd see their surprised faces that I said, okay, thank you. And I'm like, shit, they wanted me to negotiate. How much more would I have gotten? And then I'm like, you know what? Whatever. It's 50 cents more an hour at least, you know? And
yeah, 50-cent raises were good when I worked at Publix. All right. when it was my first technical.
When you didn't have a mortgage.
Exactly. I didn't have all these bills. I didn't have a dog who is basically my child. And a mortgage and all this other shit. Adulting sucks.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yep. You guys might hear my son in the background. He's here watching anime. I could go somewhere else where it'd be more quiet, but I'm comfy.
If you guys hear like a weird creaking noise, that's my office chair. I've had this chair for a while, but it has this little creaking depending on how I move. No, guys, I am not fat or obese like for it to do that, but it's just, yeah, I've had it for a couple years. Not planning on changing it anytime soon.
So we're also both going to be stressed.
No money
to replace
the chair. No money to do that for. And it's sad because I really love this client. Like, that, even the teachers have mentioned that my client has progressed a lot ever since I started working with them. So it just breaks my heart a little bit that I will probably be out of work for a while, not knowing how it's going to affect my client.
Yeah, that's always hard. That's something with the twins. I reach out to see how things were going. But one of the first things I told her is, like, do not worry about me and your RBTs. Do what's best for your kids. And your kids need the service. So if we can't be part of the team anymore, I'm really sad. But you have to think about your kiddos, and they need services. They cannot have a gap in services. So if we need a whole new team, let's get a whole new team. Let's just make sure that they get what they need. Right? It's hard for me because I'm really attached to these little munchkins.
Oh, like, I get attached after like a month.
Really quick. And they always tell you shouldn't get attached. You know, be careful about dual. I do agree. Be careful about dual relationships. But it's very hard not to get attached.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm attached to all my kiddos.
Yeah, whenever I talk to people, I'm like, oh, my kids did this. And they're like, wait, what kids? And I'm like, my clients are my kids. I may not have kids right now, but my clients are my kids. They're my babies.
Yeah, and when we share stories, we make sure we're not sharing anything HIPAA protected, by the way. Be like, oh, the kiddo said something funny, you know, but we don't give any info like that. But yeah. But I'm sure, when is your start date with the new company?
The 24th of June is the anticipated start date.
Oh, and you can't reach out? Well, you're going to wait till it's Tuesday, right?
Well,
so we're on
right,
Thursday.
So right now, the BCBA had emailed me saying that she's going to start the assessment, and she was going to contact me on my availability so I can help with the assessment. So I can start getting hours there.
That's awesome. So I would definitely wait till like Tuesday and see what happens with your kiddo. And if they haven't figured something out, I would immediately call the other BCBA and like, I'm available now and forever. Take me. Like, I need billable. Let's write this assessment.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they only have one client for me right now, because this company, if I'm correct, I think it's based off Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
So that the office is based off of there, and then they have clients up here, but I don't know if they have multiple clients available for me, or is it the one that
she's doing the assessment?
That she's going to do the assessment for, yeah, because I did tell her I have a kiddo in the morning so I could do the afternoon
Yeah.
for whoever she gives me.
Makes sense.
But
Makes
yeah.
sense.
And I don't want to leave my kiddo, but it's
No, I know
hard.
you don't, but you know, we got bills to pay,
I know.
mouths to feed,
Everyone that should serve a part.
places to travel.
Yeah.
Or is that just
Yeah.
me? Yeah.
Yeah. You went to Spain and you got to do all this shit. Okay. I still haven't. The only place I've gone to outside of the US was Colombia. That's it.
Colombia is beautiful, though. I haven't been to
It
Colombia.
is.
I'm dying to go to Colombia.
I'm dying to go to Machu Picchu. I'm going to visit Peru.
I don't know why I'm not super like, ooh, Machu Picchu, I need to go. I don't know why. I'm sure it's beautiful. I think the whole altitude thing and all of that, kind of like, eh. You know, where I really want to go is the salt flats in Bolivia.
I haven't really thought
You know,
about
oh,
anywhere else. I thought of
what's
maybe
the name?
Brazil at one point, but the crime rates.
Oh, you're gonna get scared of everywhere if you start thinking like that. Let me
Oh no,
show you a
I'm not the one
picture.
thinking about like that. That's Ernesto. So now he thinks like that, and it's like, damn, you know, he has a point. But then that means I won't go anywhere. That I
I'm
can't scare
still
myself into
saying
not going
that's,
anywhere.
you know, no, you can't think like that. There's too much world to see. I'm gonna send you a picture of the salt. Have you seen the salt
No.
plains? Oh, I'm sending it to you through WhatsApp. By the way, we are in different states.
Yeah.
We should have had a discussion of what we want to share and what we don't want to share before starting this.
Right.
I just sent you the picture.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow. That's in Bolivia?
That's in Bolivia.
Qué lindo. By the way, when is your next kiddo?
3:15.
3:15.
Yeah. So I gotta leave here max 2:40.
Okay. Do you want to at least go over the bio of my hypothetical client, my client X?
Yes, but first things first. I know we did touch some ABA stuff here. Tell me what your thoughts are. Howl's Moving Castle. I know you haven't finished, which Howl, the movie is not that long.
It's 2 hours long, first off.
I it does not feel like 2 hours long. I thought it was only like maybe an hour.
No, that bitch is 2 hours long. So we set a curfew for ourselves to go to bed by 10, so that way we can try to get sleepy or whatever. I take magnesium now at 9 because my body, since I was off last week, my sleep schedule's a little off and I've been going to sleep at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I can't do that when I have to wake up at 7 in the morning. So we started Howl's Moving Castle, I want to say around 9-ish, 9 or maybe 8:45, somewhere around there. So last thing I remember seeing was, which part was it? He had his whole mental breakdown because he said he's ugly now.
Oh, he's ugly. She messed up with his potions and his hair turned black.
I was like, you know what? Because when I first saw him, I was like, I told her not to. I'm like, he's so pretty. And she has
Yeah.
mannish features, but I think it's not mannish features, it's just the eyebrows make her look mannish for Sophie. But man, that when she got that curse put on her to be old, I was like, God damn, that's fucked up. And she can't even mention it.
No, she can't. It went,
We forgot to say spoiler alert, but you know, for anyone who
I
hasn't seen
mean,
it yet,
well,
bueno.
I know. I mean, that happens on the first 5 minutes of the movie, so.
Yeah, first 10 minutes or so, which
I
I'm like, God
love.
damn, like we just started and here she already got a curse upon her.
Because that's the whole thing. That's how she finds how. It gets a I love the movie. I don't know. I cannot tell you what it is about the movie, but I absolutely love the movie.
It's
And
gorgeous.
I have my son and I watch it for my birthday every year.
I can tell you the graphics are very gorgeous.
They're beautiful. And the music.
I
And I
like the
love
scarecrow though.
Casper. The scarecrow.
Turn he a always pet. Gets stuck in shit, though.
He does. Yeah, I think you're going to like it. I can't wait to see it. Okay.
Does the movie explain why, I guess, he chose her? Is it because she saved him from being upside down or stuck? Or does it explain it later in the movie?
Turnip Head.
Mm-hmm.
Turnip Head follows her around because she saved him.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I don't know if she had some kind of like hell. Underlying magic in her or something.
I don't know about that part. It doesn't mention it. And I know I read the book and I don't remember anything about it in the book. I think he just, she's kind. She helped him out. She wasn't scared of him. So he just like stuck around.
Okay, fair enough.
And I need to go make myself presentable for clients. Because right now I'm like, everybody canceled, so I'm going to be home in front of my computer. Dress up.
And I'm just in my scrubs from work.
Oh, I don't want no scrubs. Oh, I need wake me up water.
The fuck is wake me up water?
Coffee.
Oh! Oh my god. I'm so done. Wake me up water. That's a new one.
What else could it be?
I don't fucking know. Maybe binges? it's oh, like, you know, there's smart water and then there's Fiji water. I thought there was a new brand that came out. It was called Wake Me Up Water or some shit.
All right. I don't know if we've addressed the topic. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about kind of being in the field. So we spoke about our cancellations this week and how they surprisingly mirrored each other. Mm-hmm. I had the option of calling and being like, hey, give me assessments. So I'm going to be doing 2 assessments next week, which is going to help me with my hours. You don't have the option as an RBT.
No. Unless I take on a temporary case, but even then it doesn't sound like it's an option, just because possible. I already looked at what they have for kiddos that are in the wait list, and it's not the
BCBA that was supposed to turn in this documentation. Has she gotten back to you or no?
Yeah. She emailed the school and we're just waiting at this point because the paperwork was already sent. It just hasn't been approved yet. So okay, we're just waiting on the approval.
So it's not even on her. Why?
Yes, because this was given weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago. When and it was just submitted on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a good possibility that everything will be done by Tuesday because the paperwork is in. They've had it for a week.
Yeah, but according to them, they get delayed when it comes to approving. Like, there's a lot of people because the district is the one that has to approve it. And apparently they've been behind on certain things. So I'm just, although she said, I'm going to try to approve it and, you know, fast track the paperwork so we can get it done.
Did the laws change? Because before, the school was the one that had to approve it, not the district.
Yeah, no, it's, I think it's the district because it's not the actual school. If not, the principal would have accepted it. It has to go to the district, which then when she approves that the BCBA can go into the school, the principal will sign after we have our meeting.
I gotta go. I'm gonna be late.
Are we going to do like a sign-off for these?
We could, but I got 5 minutes to change my clothes. So what's our sign off?
Everybody have a nice day. We will see you next time. Dun, 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 dun.
And just because we had tons of cancellations, don't think about going into the field. We still love it. We're going to make it work.
It has its good
sides. It's okay. Next time we'll talk a little bit about positives about that. All right. I'll talk to you. See ya tomorrow.
All right. See ya.
Bye.